This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli strike in Gaza has killed more than 20 people. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces struck a school in northern Gaza Saturday, killing at least 22 people and wounding 30. The ministry says most of the casualties were women and children. The Israeli army says it targeted a Hamas command center in what used to be a school. It says it used precise munitions and aerial surveillance to limit the harm to civilians. The Israeli military has continuously accused Hamas of operating from within civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including schools, UN facilities, and hospitals. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner arrived on Saturday at their first Labour conference since the party swept to power in a landslide election victory in July.
Our biggest conference ever and the first one in 15 years with Labour in government. Woo! And change has started. Today we're going to set out, and over the next coming days, how we're fixing the foundations and rebuilding our country. So enjoy conference. Very, very good to be here.
The conference comes after Starmer saw off a rebellion in the party earlier this month over plans to cut £1.5 billion in winter fuel payments to the elderly. Starmer has also faced criticism for releasing prisoners early and pay deals with trade unions. Labour says it has been forced to make difficult decisions because of what it calls the prior Conservative government's dire legacy, blaming it for leaving a £22 billion black hole in public finances and prisons fit to burst. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, 24 hours a day at VOA.